Bethlehem. For the first time in 2 years, the Christmas tree in Bethlehem lit up the night sky, restoring a rare moment of joy to the birthplace of Jesus after seasons marked by Israel's war on Gaza and the hardships felt across Palestinian cities. Families, pilgrims, and residents packed Manger Square for a modest tree lighting ceremony, an event many described as a mixture of celebration and mourning. Choirs sang, hymns filled the air, and church leaders stood alongside officials as the lights came on, signaling both resilience and sorrow, celebration carried by hope. Residents said this year's Christmas carries a deeper meaning. It is a reminder of the nativity story and, at the same time, a quiet call for freedom from the tightening siege and movement restrictions that have paralyzed Bethlehem and the wider West Bank. Reverend Munther Isaac of the Evangelical Lutheran Christmas Church said the city may appear festive, but grief remains close. He said Bethlehem is beautifully decorated and the tree is shining again, yet every Palestinian carries the weight of Gaza's suffering. He added that this year's celebration is a message of steadfastness, showing the world that Palestinians remain rooted in their land and determined to keep Bethlehem alive as the heart of Christmas. Bethlehem's mayor Mar'en Kanawati said the city wanted to bring a spark of hope back after long months of silence. He said Bethlehem is open, safe, and ready to welcome visitors, and added that lighting the tree is a statement that hope endures even when the region remains scarred by conflict. The mayor also shared a message sent by Pope Leo XIV, who said Bethlehem remains in his prayers and that he is working towards easing Palestinian suffering. He urged the people of Gaza to hold on to hope despite immense loss, a city fighting economic hardship. The celebrations come at a time when Bethlehem is struggling with severe economic decline. Tourism, the backbone of its economy, has dwindled due to Israeli closures, military checkpoints, and uncertainty across the region. In the old market, shopkeepers said they depend more on faith than business to stay afloat. Despite the challenges, Palestinians from Ramallah, Jenin, Hebron, and towns inside Israel made the difficult journey to Bethlehem. Many crossed several checkpoints, determined to witness the lights and share a rare moment of unity. The Bethlehem Chamber of Commerce arranged buses to help visitors reach the city and boost local businesses. Its head, Samir Hasbaun, said they expect around 3,000 visitors a day through the end of December, with hopes of improving hotel occupancy, currently stuck at around 20% among foreign tourists. For many, simply being in Bethlehem felt like an act of strength. As the lights flickered across Manger Square, Bethlehem's Christmas returned not with grand festivities but with determination. The city's message this year is clear. Even in a season marked by grief, hope refuses to fade.